السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعملوا آل داود شكرا وقليل من عبادي الشكور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن فإن أمره كله له خير، وليس ذاك إلا للمؤمن، إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, yesterday everybody was enjoying Thanksgiving. They celebrate once in a year. But Islam teaches us to appreciate the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second, every moment of our life. There are several ayat with regard to the thanking and appreciating the bounties of Almighty Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ، that if you appreciate my bounty, thank to me, show your gratitude towards me, I will increase my bounties. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ، in other hand, if you don't appreciate, if you abuse my bounties, if you don't thank to my blessings, then my punishment also is very, very severe. May Allah save all of us. This verse which I have recited, اعملوا آل داود شكرا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has directly commanded to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam and his progeny Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam and his followers, that you should do, O Ali Dawood, O progeny of Dawood alayhi salam, amal of shukr. A'malu. Allah never said washkuru Ala Dawood. Allah Ta'ala says a'malu. So ulama explain, there are two kinds of expressing our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is by tongue, saying, confirming, admitting, appreciating, accepting that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me this and that. Or in human beings, someone give you something or does your work or help you out. Number one, that you must appreciate and accept or admit, yes, he did it. Once you appreciate and admit and express, that is the ni'mah itself. Meaning you are thanking by appreciating, thanking by expressing your gratitude towards him. That is one way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by tongue. That's why in Islam, we always say Alhamdulillah. The Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made beginning with the Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillah. What is Alhamdulillah? All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is happening, I'm enjoying or benefiting is only through the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by saying Alhamdulillah for every ni'mat and bounty, it is kind of appreciation by tongue. But in this verse particularly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded a'mal, a'mal, a'mal. So Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu salam, because this ayat excessively addressed to Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam and his family, ulama explained in the books of tafsir that when this ayat was revealed on Dawood and if you think and search on it, all the Anbiya alayhi salam came in this world, majority of them Most of them were poor, and they went through with difficulties, problems, hardships from their ummah, from their followers. Meaning not followers, but those people who were in the time, their ummah. Most of them, the ummah rejected. This is Nuh alayhi salam. 950 years, he was in trouble, persecution, insult, you know, all this kind of. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, you name it. If you study that seerah, you will find they were poor physically. They never had proper means to survive. Even our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his whole life in poverty. There were only exceptional two prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the wealth and dunya. They were the king of the time, ruler of the time, as well as same time they were the prophet. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted only these two prophets nubuwat as well as hukumat. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. They were rich, they were like kings. Sulaiman alayhi salam was even richer than his father. Even the jinnat, the jinn, makhluk were under his control. Even the wind was under his control. He used to understand the languages of the birds and animals and everything. All those things, the miracles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why this ayat was revealed to them. A'malu ala Dawood shukra. That we have granted you so many favors and blessings and benefit. Now you should do the amal of shukr. So Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam has commanded that since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed so much of favors and mercy upon us, now he made a musalla in his house and he has divided the time amongst his relatives, that on his musalla 24 hours worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be continued. That's why ulama explain performing the salat on time is thanking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically. To fasting is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are thanking by staying hungry and thirsty for the sake of Allah. You staying hungry and thirsty, it is the thanking from your side. You giving charity, sadaqah, khairat, is a physical amal, is act. Right? That act is amal of shukr. You are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving your wealth. Allah has granted you wealth. You are supporting, helping, giving donation to the poor and needy people. That is the amal of shukr. Allah has given you, now you are distributing to the others, helping to the others. So that is the amal of the shukr. You are going for Hajj and Umrah and making tawaf of the Kaabatullah, Sa'i, Bain al-Safa, all these amal, all these actions, all these deeds is practically, physically thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why. And when this ayat was revealed, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, how can I thank you? Because the tawfiq for me to thank you, that tawfiq, that ability, also one of the ni'mat of yours. First of all, I have to thank for that ni'mat and then this ni'mat. So continuously then he said, Ya Allah, no one is able to thank you in proper manner. No one has strength and power to thank you in the real. Because the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuous showering. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, challenging, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the bounties and favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never ever be able to count it. So this is the open challenge. So the Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam gave it up that, Ya Allah, we cannot thank you. We are disabled to thank you. We don't have strength and power. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Al-An, O Dawood, now you have thanked me in real form. Meaning, admitting that I am powerless, I am strengthless, I am helpless, I cannot thank you enough. So that admitting your weakness and your humbleness, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from the servants. So that is the real form of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by showing our weaknesses, our tawazu, our humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why opposite of thanking, it is abusing and not showing gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When devil Iblis was rejected and cursed upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So he challenged, why he was coming out, he was challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي, because you have astray me because of this Adam, because of this human being. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, I'm going to sit on your right path, the Sirati Mustaqim, on that path I'm going to sit down. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنُّمْ بِمَّيْنِ أَيْدِيهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, then I'm going to come and misguide them and whisper them and put the funny ideas in their minds and in their hearts. لَآتِيَنُّمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ, from their front side, وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, behind them, وَأَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَأَنْ شَمَالِهِمْ, in four corners, like right, left, front, back, in every, you know, way I'm going to come and misguide them. وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْسَرَهُمْ شَاكِرُونَ, and you will not find most of them thanking to you. See, so real purpose of shaitan's misguidance is to make a mu'min and believer unmindful, ungrateful to the bounty of Allah. His entire effort is to make a person ungrateful towards the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe he is praying salat now and then. Maybe he is fasting a few days. But he's not showing his gratitude, he's not understanding, he's not admitting, he's not humbling himself by utilizing blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu. That is the amal of the shaitan. He's trying his best. And he challenged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَن تَجِدَ أَكْثَرُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, I will misguide him to that extent that you will not find most of the people are grateful. They will be believers, but they will not be grateful. They will not show that gratitude. Look at today, 99% people are not showing any appreciation physically or verbally towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the Iblis, and his very threatening warning for all of us, may Allah save and protect all of us, Allah ta'ala said, قَالَ أَخْرُجْ Minha, you get out from here. You are cursed one. Mazmuma madhura, you are cursed. You know, la'natullah yalik. Liman tabi'aka minhum la'amla anna jahannam minkum ajma'in. And this is also my promise, that if my servants will follow your footsteps and they will become ungrateful, unmindful of my mercy, then together with you, I will throw all of them into the hellfire. What is the reason of going the Muslimin into the hellfire? Because not showing gratitude to the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No thanking on the ni'mah and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be the main reason of a Muslim and believer to burn and get punishment into the hellfire, because they are not showing their gratitude. Now, from the morning till evening, my brothers and sisters, we should think and ponder. You know, from the morning till evening, how many bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we are using, utilizing, and we're not even pondering, we're not even paying attention towards it. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us a human being. Such a great ni'mat. We could be animal, birds, or any insect. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen our soul to be a human being. And after granting us the human form, another bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he made our body in proper fashion, in proper manner. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Based of the form, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed and shaped our body. Every limb, every organ of the body in the proper manner. And it is very, very important and essential in its time, in its place. And Allah would made us Muslim, or Allah would made us human being. But just think, if our mind and brain would not function properly. There are so many people who are human beings, but they are mentally affected, mentally disabled. They cannot think properly. They cannot do anything properly. There is human body, but is not functioning. There are people who are, you know, deprived of the eyesight. They are blind. There are people who cannot speak a word. There are people who cannot hear anything. There are people who cannot walk properly. They don't have legs. They don't have hands. So if you think and ponder and look around, how much we should appreciate the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has granted us sound health. And yet we don't find time to come to the masjid and prostrate and bow down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pity excuses. I got this work, I got this thing, and I don't have time to perform the sajda and salat on time. You see, this one heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted our heart. It said it beats 100,000 times a day. Our heart is beating 100,000 times a day from birth to death, whole life without our control. Allah Ta'ala is not sending bill to us to pay every month. It pumps 5 liters of blood every minute. Every minute our heart is pumping 5 liter blood, purifying it. Even when we are sleeping, we don't know what's going on inside our body. It's functioning automatically. The brain is a masterpiece of divine design. It contains more connections than the stars in the galaxy. It controls our memory, movement, emotions, eyesight, hearing, all without us feeling it. We don't even feel it, that how much is function is going on in our brain. Our small, one small clot can disable our speech. You know, all the deaf and dumb people, you can see the organs are there. They have ear, but they cannot hear. They have tongue, but they cannot speak. Right? The organ is there, but the ability Allah has taken away. So this is what it is saying, that a small clot can disable the speech, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting in every moment. Whenever we like to speak, we speak. Whenever we the way we want to speak, we can speak. So this is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us eyesight. One, our eyes process millions of signals per second. In every second, it gets millions of the signals from outside. They adjust to darkness and the brightness instantly. When a person is going into the dark room, the eyesight is changing, like it's instantly functioning according to need and necessity of the time and the period. Even a tiny dust particle can irritate them, reminding us of this delicate blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Our skin, you know, our entire body have been covered by the skin. It regulates heat, protects us from the germs, heals itself. It contains more than 5 million sensory receptors. 5 million sensory receptors. Every touch, every heat or cold or pain sensation is a reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blood, our blood circulates nutrients, oxygen, hormones, and immunity. Red blood cells live only for 120 days. Meaning after every 3 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates new red cells in our body continuously till our death. And we don't even imagine, blood is changing in becoming a new cells. We don't even realize it. Our immune system, millions of cells constantly fight viruses and bacteria in our body. There are so many viruses and bacteria, and there are millions of fighting the virus and bacteria. Most of these attacks occur without us even knowing. A single fever, when a person gets sick and get fever, a single fear reminds us how much Allah Ta'ala is protecting us from unseen dangers and disease and illnesses. Our digestive system, when you eat, when you put the morsel on your mouth, then we don't have control. We don't know what is happening after the morsel is going down the throat into the intestine, in the stomach. What's going on? What is the process over there? Only Allah knows. So it is a digestive system. It is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One, our stomach dissolves food with acids strong enough to burn a metal. The acid we have inside our stomach to dissolve the food, it is so strong acid, it can burn the metal. The intestine extracts the nutrients with perfect precision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ تُعَامِ. Look, the whole system from the tongue to the, you know, the tooth, and then going down to the throat, then intestine. Every limb is connected to each other and is doing and functioning by itself, by the kudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our bones and joints. Just imagine a person without bones. How is going to work? Or we have bones. Just imagine if you don't have all these joints of the fingers, how we are going to able to catch or do anything. Every limb of the body, every joints of our bones is a great bounty. We are using it, but we are not appreciating, and we are not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for all these bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us free of charge. It is our bones, it is the strength with flexibility in the body. We have power, that's why we are standing, the strength, as well as is flexible. We can move our hands, our legs, our you know, neck, the way we like. So this is flexibility, as well as we have strength. The great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are 206 bones supporting our movement in the body. Every human being, adult, have 206 bones. Tomorrow you can go and cut and you can count it, how many bones you have in the body. And there are 360 joints. From top to bottom, we have 360 joints in our bodies. Synovial fluid in our joints works better than any machine lubrication. Without it, even walking would be painful. Just after the age of 50, 60, when your knee started hurting, and how painful it is, because lubrication is gone down, or it is not enough there, it's dried off, or whatever happens, you know. So how important little liquid, which is called lubrication, between the two joints, which lubricate it and make it easy for us to function. If that lubrication is gone or become little less, then we feel the pain in our joints. Lungs, it is the breath of our life. We take 20,000 breaths a day from morning till we sleep. 20,000 breaths per day without thinking or feeling. We don't need to think, oh, I'm going to take a breath now, or I'm going to stop breathing because I want to sleep. No. Without our thinking, without our, you know, feeling, that breath is taking place by itself automatically. Within one breath cycle, oxygen spreads to every cell in the body. You know, we have millions and trillions of cells, you know, throughout the body, and every cell, little tiny cell, need oxygen, and without that oxygen, the cell cannot survive. Look at the kudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these three, the trillions of cells throughout the body, need oxygen, and with every breath we're taking, you know, carbon dioxide coming out, the bad air, and oxygen is going inside, that one oxygen breath is not only going from the nose, is spreading throughout the body, and every cell of the body is getting itself. Look at the Qudrat of Allah. We don't even think about it. So with every breath, the oxygen spreads to every cell in the body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. I have blown my soul in the body of human being. How is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How every cell is receiving the oxygen from breath? It is only the system and Qudrat and power and rahmah and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all spend our half of the life in sleeping. Every night we are sleeping, right? Sleep is the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we are sleeping, it repairs our brain, our heart, immune system, and all the healing process happens while we are sleeping. We are sleeping, we are unmindful, right? But this is the process is going through maintenance and repairing work going through in our body. That's why it is said the best time you must sleep after Isha early, so then body start functioning. If you sleep late, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you know, the system can mismanage, because the body has made design in a way that you should sleep after Isha, 9, 10 o'clock. That was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to sleep after Isha, to talking, gossiping, spending time on internet or media or text messaging or Facebook. We are disturbing our body system as well. We are harming ourselves by not sleeping on time and not getting up on time. Every body has been designed and set up in such a way, certain time is required the rest, a certain time we have to wake up. But we are disturbing our cycle by not sleeping on time, not waking up on time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. We made your sleep a means of rest. So after Isha, we should not delay sleeping. We should sleep at least immediately after Isha, as soon as possible. If any of these blessings stop for even a few seconds, just imagine, few seconds, what happened? Our heart, brain, blood, immunity, our life would end. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps all of them functioning every second, without charge, without our request, purely from His mercy and blessing. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نَعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a mind to think, a heart to feel, a tongue to speak, eye to see, ear to hear, hands to work, and feet to walk. A human being is the only animal who can speak and express his emotions. Everything around us is in our service by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. The whole world and whatever it contains has been created for you and for your benefit and service. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. The sky, the moon, the stars, the night and day, and water and rain, and fire and fruits and crops and animals, and all kind of resources Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for our service. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything on the earth, in the heaven, has been created for your help, subjected for your service. The whole world has been created for you, but you have created for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave us alone. For our guidance, Allah ta'ala has sent down His most beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how we should live our life from birth to death. The best example is given in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For our guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the best of the authentic book, divine scripture, the Holy Quran, and best of the house of worship, the Ka'batullah. He has granted us the ability to acquire knowledge, ability to understand, tawfiq to repent. His mercy envelop us in every moment and every step of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us love and relationships of our kind parents, how they uprooted us from our childhood, who uprooted and care about us, our spouses to support and give us company, our children who bring joy in our lives, our friends who help and comfort us at the time of need and necessity. These are the emotional blessings that most of us don't even realize and appreciate. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ni'matani maqbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhat wal faragh." There are two blessings in which many of the people incur loss: the health and the spare time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever wakes up in the morning secure in his home, nothing went wrong inside the house, his all children are okay, his wife is okay, parents are okay, he is healthy in his body and has and given food for the day, it is as if he owns the whole world." This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Tirmidhi Sharif. The son of Adam will not move. And this is also because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the ni'mat and bounty, he's going to take the hisab also. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith that son of Adam will not move on the day of judgment until he is asked about the four questions. One of those about his life, his knowledge, his wealth, and about his body, how he used his body and all the organs in the hukam, according to the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ibadat, worshipping, thanking, or he abuses all the organs, eye, tongue, brain, heart, hands, legs, in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committing sin through the tongue, through the hand, through the eyes, through the brain, through the heart. He used all these organs, appreciating and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he misused and abused all these organs. So we have to give the hisab of every organ, every limb of the body on the Yawmul Qiyamah. We are not going to move one step from in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said the bed salah is the salah of the Dawood alayhi salam. He used to sleep, like this is the time of tahajjud, he used to sleep first half of the night and then he used to pray after that, and one third of the last night he used to sleep again. And he said best fast is the fasting of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. He used to fast one day and he used to break the fast in the next day. This is the best amal, given as the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, after counting the bounties and favors upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah Ad-Duha, and at the end he said, "Summa fa'amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith." All these bounties and favors we have granted you, now you must express your gratitude. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you all these bounties. And in Surah Takasur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned all of us, "Summa latus'alunna yawma izin anin na'im." That verily, most definitely, certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take the hisab of every bounty, every ni'mah which you are using, abusing, or misusing on the Yawmul Qiyamah. You have to give hisab of the all these bounties. And who is there who can give the hisab of every bounty who is utilizing from morning till evening? No one can do it. It's impossible. Impossible. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, what our ulama explained, if you do this little amal, then you will be get away from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that? Very simple amal, but we have to put our mind in that. We have to remember, whenever you start anything, physically or verbally, start with Bismillah and end with Alhamdulillah. For example, you are eating, start with Bismillah, end with Alhamdulillah. Whatever you eat, Allah, you already thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing this amal. Starting with Bismillah, ending with Alhamdulillah. You starting your car, start with Bismillah and end with Alhamdulillah. When you reach to the destination, say Alhamdulillah. You went out from the house, start with Bismillah. You come back in the house, say Alhamdulillah, I'm returned safely. Traffic did not, I got no accident. Every amal, think of it. Entering to the toilet, start with Bismillah. When coming out, say Alhamdulillah. Small amal. There are so many du'as has been mentioned. There is no time to go through with the du'as. But this little amal, if you constantly think and keep in mind, starting every work, whether it is a work of dunya or work of deen, whether it is ibadah or your physical need, just start with Bismillah. Make a habit. Remind yourself, I have to start with the Bismillah, with the blessing and barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and end with Alhamdulillah. If every amal you do between this Bismillah and Alhamdulillah, it means throughout the life you have appreciated every bounty, blessing in favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will appreciate it. Allah will increase his bounties, and Allah overlook and forgive our sins. May Allah give us profit for that.